This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Specialty Growers Conference wraps up today in Springfield, and it's been a successful week for the group. I attended the conference yesterday and had a chance to visit with Illinois Specialty Growers Manager Jim Fraley. Jim said the trade show was sold out and attendance numbers were up.
Yeah, we have sold out the trade show booth, so that's tremendous. So that means we've got 70 exhibitors here from all over the Midwest. There's highlighting things from specialized farming equipment for the specialty crop industry to nutrients to compost to services. It's a real wide range of exhibitors we have here at our conference.
You said a couple things were in your favor this year as well.
Yeah, this is we're always been snake bit for this conference. At least one of the 3 days, either we have ice or really cold temperatures or expected snowfall, and it's kind of hurt some of our at least one day of our attendance. But this year we're blessed with pretty warm weather. We've really seen a huge increase in on-site attendance, people just coming in and saying, I can make the conference this year, and I'll just register on-site, which we welcome, and, you know, people come on in, and we can set you up. Even if you just want to come in for the trade show, we can make that happen as well.
You mentioned one of the keynote speakers or one of the topics this year focuses on pumpkins, and there's a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, Illinois is the number one pumpkin growing state, primarily for canning, but there's a lot of producers now that are growing pumpkins on their farm to have people come to their farm and buy pumpkins, buy apples, other vegetables and other products. But you know, they're a kind of finicky crop, and you've got to do a lot of scouting, making sure that the insects don't get them or the mildew isn't attacking the plant. But it seems that every year that we offer a pumpkin track or focusing on how to grow and market pumpkins, we have a good attendance, and that's what we're seeing again this year. Last year it was tomatoes and peppers, and we were down a little bit. This year we're back at pumpkins, and you know, the attendance really responded.
Well, so glad that the numbers are up and people are coming out for this conference. I think what's neat about this, it's showcasing a different side of Illinois agriculture, because when you drive Interstate 55, which goes right through Springfield, we see big corn and bean fields. But so many other things in Illinois happen, and those people are here for these few days.
Oh, definitely. And you know, Katie, that is really the benefit, is the producer-to-producer networking that happens here. You know, you're in a session and you're talking about, gosh, this is what's going on in my farm. Is there anybody else experiencing this? And some of it is cultivating customers or keeping new ones, or how do I do a CSA? And people share their experiences here. There's nothing sacred. They're willing to help each other out, and that is, you know, the true benefit of this conference, is just the networking opportunities are tremendous.
And would you say all sizes of specialty growers, from maybe a commercial orchard down to someone that just has a garden?
Oh, definitely. We have, you know, the larger orchard farmers, you know, down in southern Illinois to northern Illinois, and then we've got people that are literally squeezing out $25,000, $30,000 of gross income off of an acre of ground because they're growing flowers, and they're taking those flowers and doing a wedding with them, or they're growing a certain vegetable, and then people are coming to their farm to buy that, or they're growing enough of a diversity of crops that they can offer a weekly basket to people or take it to the market. But we're finding that the consumer wants to make that connection with their farmer, and people are willing to pay for fresh, high-quality product right from the farm.
It's exciting to learn about these things, and I'm laughing. I'm thinking to myself, if someone's looking for flowers for a wedding, they might want to come here and yeah, straight to the source and talk to someone. Jim, wanted to also mention a change for you personally. The last couple of years I've been able to visit with you here at the Specialty Growers Conference. Not going to be the case next year.
That's right. Next Friday, I'll be retiring after almost 31 years at Farm Bureau, and I've done anything from being a marketing person to provide advice on Farm Bill and financial statements to the livestock person for Farm Bureau for more than 25 years and continue to oversee that area. But and then the last couple of years, transitioning as I transition out, we've been able to bring in new people to kind of overlap and learn about the livestock industry and what they need to do. And so we've made for a very smooth transition in that area. And now it's for time for me to, as I was telling you earlier, I think become a full-time farmer now. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, congratulations to you, Jim. I know you've had a great career with Illinois Farm Bureau, and your years of service show that. Anything that you'd like to say? Some people listening have probably met you and talked to you. You've worked with them. Final words that you'd like to share?
Well, I came from a Farm Bureau family. My grandfather was a charter member of the DuPage County Farm Bureau. You know, I was a farm kid. I farmed after high school, and I've always had livestock at home. So I was always a staff person first, but, you know, a farmer also in my heart. And, you know, I make hay, I grow corn and soybeans as well. So, you know, when I hear about the toils a farmer has, I understand. I'm there with you, you know, and that brought an interesting dimension to my position. And gosh, the people I've met and our County Farm Bureau managers, Katie, you know, and it's really good to see so many people over the years that agriculture is such a small industry, you know, that you make friends in high school and you still see them today. You know, now they're active in Farm Bureau or the other associations. But it's been a great ride, and I appreciate everybody was there that I got to know over the years.
Jim Fraley, soon-to-be retired manager for the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. And we'll have more news from the conference following these messages. The Illinois State Horticulture Society sponsored its 29th annual Illinois and National Sweet Cider Contest and the 16th annual National Hard Cider Contest at the conference. Ken Johnson, horticulture educator for U of I Extension out of Jacksonville, said most of the contestants were affiliated with Illinois Orchards.
So this year we had 16 entries for the cider contest. Most of these entries are going to be from apple orchards. Most of them are also going to sell the cider that they make. So for the judging, we take those 16 samples, we split them into two groups. Judges will judge eight of those, and then we'll take the highest of those. I think this year we took seven, and then all those judges again judge all of those sweet ciders. That's how we determine the winner. We also do a hard cider contest. This year we had four entries. The judges just judged all of those.
What's the difference in the taste? Is there a range of differences? Because I think of apple cider and I think of maybe a sweet cinnamon taste, but I guess there's probably a lot of different options. I'm not familiar.
See, there's quite a bit of variation in it. We had a clear-cut winner this year, and it's based off of kind of a 25-point scale. So, you know, we had stuff that were getting, you know, 20 in the 20s and some getting in the teens. So it could be a pretty big variation. A lot of that's going to depend on the individual. Some people are going to like sweeter ciders than others. So a lot of it depends on the person judging, too.
Are most of these people from Illinois? Do we have some out-of-state participants?
Majority are from Illinois. We had one entry that came from out of state.
So I don't think of Illinois as being a huge state that represents apple cider, but I guess we do have several orchards. So this is pretty popular throughout the state?
Yeah, pretty popular. Get kind of pretty competitive, too. So there's a lot of bragging rights that go along with it if you have that, you know, that top cider for the year.
The winners of the contest were announced Thursday evening. Tom Schwartz of Schwartz Orchards, located in Centralia, Illinois, produced the number one overall rated cider at this year's contest, winning both the national and Illinois contest. Second place for Illinois went to Ken Hall of Edwards Orchard in Poplar Grove, and third place for Illinois Sweet Cider went to Jeff Broom of Broom Orchard in Carlinville. So congratulations to this year's winners of the Illinois State Horticulture Society Cider Contest. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.